Hey, we got a long-lost voice here from the past, Tom, from Crystal Bait in Crystal Falls. I'm glad to get a hold of you. Getting some decent fishing reports from your area in Dickinson and Iron County.
Yeah, it's been pretty good up here, Adam.
Well, let's talk a little bit about kind of certain bigger bodies of water and then maybe go by species. Where would you like to start? Where are you getting most of your fishing reports from there in the shop?
Well, actually, a lot of people go to the Mishigami Reservoir, which we call the backwaters. It's, you know, 7,000 acres, but they've been doing pretty well on walleye, but a lot of undersized walleyes, like 14.5 to 14 7/8 inch, but using leeches and crawlers mainly.
Oh, interesting. Now, are they using, like, harnesses for that, or just a jig, or floating jig, or?
No, our crawler harnesses are going out the door pretty fast right now.
What's the name of them?
They're just actually a local couple that actually put them together for us, but they're called D&D crawler harnesses.
Yeah, I've heard of those, actually. I think I've seen those before. They sell them at maybe just some of the local shops around the area?
Yes, they do.
Was there any color or blade style that you noticed was working more than others?
We sell a lot of the Fire Tiger, which is your orange, yellow, black, and a lot of the white with the red eyes on them.
Okay. Good tips right there. You can stop into Crystal Bait in Crystal Falls and find those D&D harnesses in that color. So you said leeches and crawlers mainly on the reservoir, the backwaters for the walleye. Now, is it typical that you see this small of an average walleye in the backwaters, or is it kind of surprising right now?
No, it's actually common. I mean, you know, once in a while you'll get some 17, 18 inchers out of there, but there's a lot of undersized walleye in there.
Now, there's a lot of islands in that lake, right? So it's full of structure.
It's full of structure, and they have been putting cribs in there every year during nice fishing season. So they have like about 5 sets of cribs now located in different areas out there. But the water is very high out there right now, so...
We're going to talk about bluegill, bass, and trout fishing in Dickinson and Iron County when we continue later this hour with Tom at Crystal Bait in Crystal Falls. So stay tuned for part 2 right here on The Outdoor Show.